Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Hey, 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 good morning, good afternoon. It is a new month, June 1st, and it's Wednesday. God bless you. The week is almost over in the new month. So I hope and pray that God's blessings be with you through the month of June. Keep prayer in mind. Say a prayer for someone. And tell someone about the goodness of God's love. Amen. Amen. My word of encouragement for today is, what shall we say? Coming from John 12, verses 27-28. I'm reading from the NIV version. And it reads, now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for his very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Amen. Amen. Very soon, Jesus would be betrayed, abandoned, arrested, and crucified. Innocent though he was, he would take the punishment for all sin. His soul was troubled, and no wonder, things couldn't get worse than that. In our lives, when worse seems headed towards worse, our only prayer may be for rescue. Get me out of this mess. Spare me from this trouble. How many of us have the faith to pray, Father, in this hour, bring glory to your name? Yet, that's exactly what Jesus modeled. He knew the path ahead would be dark, but it would also lead to glory. So, the Savior submitted. The Son put his confidence in the Father's will. God's ways are not our ways. His whys, his reasons are often not clear. But his providence is beyond question. Whether what means we walk through the valley one step at a time or march triumphantly through a parted sea. We can put our troubled souls into his hands because our souls can trust in the one who glorifies his name again and again and again. John 12:28. I pray for detours around the difficult parts of life, but I believe you have a purpose even in the worst times. So, Father, glorify your name in all that is around us, our families, our children, and our grandchildren, and those that are away in college and those that are in the military. Keep them mindful and keep them faithful in your word. Again, I am Sister Faye. God bless you. It's a new month, June the 1st. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and God bless you. And I'll be back with another word of encouragement on Friday. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Keep the peace. Keep faith. Continue wearing your mask. COVID rate where we're at in Virginia is going up. We're still wearing our masks. I can't tell people what to do or how to do it. It's up to them. Either you want to, you know, hey, It's like God wants to say you want to live or you want to die. But the thing is, it's your choice. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Friday. God bless you, and may he keep you.